You're listening to Come Curious,
the kinkiest episode yet.
Whoa. What a statement, Reed. Are we going to fulfill that in this episode?
I think we will.
We better.
I think we fucking will.
We fucking better, mate.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done?
Whoa, we're going straight in there. No foreplay.
No foreplay. I'm fucking raw dogging right now.
What's the kinkiest thing I've done? That is like an opinion-based thing. Because I feel like maybe like the lactation stuff is probably the kinkiest.
Yeah, that's pretty like kinky.
Playing into the whole like mummy role play. And yeah, it's pretty fucking kink.
That's kink worthy. Yeah. I mean, that would absolutely get into the kink books for sure.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What's the kinkiest thing you've done?
Because you're right. It's like, it's about your own personal level of what kinky is. Because yeah. Pissing to somebody might be extremely kinky or not that kinky.
Yeah.
When like, I don't know, spanking somebody might be really kinky or just normal to another person.
Yeah. Or like rope play is like so kinky or not kinky at all.
Yeah. I would say the first one that comes to mind is when I was dating a married couple when I was like in my early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this was like just after university. I was still living at my mum's. I moved back in with my mum and they lived three roads away from my mum. So I was like sneaking off at night and they basically kind of like, I was like almost like a sex toy to them. They bought me gifts.
Wow.
They like, you know, gave me champagne. It sounds really fucking seedy. And it was. And it was fucking great. It was all great. And one particular time is I was their table in their living room naked and they ate sushi off my body and then we had like crazy fun kinky sex times and they were a much older married couple as well.
So good. That is very kinky. That's kink to the max.
Yeah. But then I don't know, because I would say some of like the DDLG shit that we're doing at the moment is extremely kinky for me when it might be really normal for somebody else.
That is so true. But it is a kink. It's a kink. All of them are kinks. I think both of us have very kinky sex, so it's quite hard to choose.
Yeah, it's subject to opinion.
Do you have any updates before we get into the depths of this episode?
I don't really, actually. I'm not really having a hell of a lot of sex because I'm going through all this vaginal stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
fair enough.
It's really complicated because my brain still wants penetrative sex, but my body shudders at the thought.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to work our way around that and try and figure it out. Also, the long distance things just does not make it easier. It means the only times we can fuck are the weekends we see each other. And a lot of the time we're seeing friends or like seeing family or going out on a big night out, you know, like, the time to fuck is not there.
Aww.
We make it work. But, you know, it's missing him a lot at the moment. Yeah. Frustrating.
That
my little
really
heart.
That long distance relationship life is so hard.
Yeah, not great. We're doing great for what we're going through, you know?
Yeah. And I'm having sex for you, I guess.
You're having multiple amounts of sex with two separate people. I love this. I'm happy that your pussy is happy. The compersion I feel is great.
We had like a thruple hangout also last weekend and one of my friends came with us and it was very, very cute, very wholesome, lots of like hand holding and touching, like the three of us also. So it's quite fun doing shit like that in public because people be thinking what they be thinking, but we're having great times.
Yes, I love that three-way hand holding.
So cute.
So cute. You feel like a don as well.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, I have two people that really like me. And yeah, I saw both of them this week before going off on my road trip and that was super lovely. Also, Mr. Cowboy has made me and Annie a sex bed.
Like, yes.
Physically made it with his hands.
The picture you sent me looks so cool. Okay, you've got to describe.
It's a four-poster cedar wood four-poster bed. And he's put all these like little metal like rope clasps at like different points on the four poster and then on the headboard, like big ones on the headboard. So you can obviously, this is super good for the kinky episode.
I was gonna say like, okay, sex bed, when you sent it to me, sex bed, I was like, okay, that looks like a cool bed, but what makes it a sex bed? Like the little bondage rivets, that's what makes it a sex bed.
Made specifically for rope play.
I really love. I love.
So when, cool.
When do you get to see it in person? When do you get to play it?
Well, I saw it in person. I slept there on this week. And
I love.
But I was so tired that we just didn't use it. We just had normal sex.
Yeah. The, like the way you said it, it's like boo-hoo, normal boo-hoo. Sex. Just normal just... sex, like a normal
Yeah. Sometimes, I don't know, you're just too tired to get into the kinky state of mind and you just, you know, you do. You just do with the wand and it's pretty good still, but not the same.
Okay, I feel like this is the perfect point in the podcast to reaffirm that just because you're not having kinky sex doesn't mean to say that your sex isn't worthy or pleasurable or exciting or amazing.
Exactly. We can't,
like, kinky sex isn't like the next level. It's just different sex.
It's also just what turns you on. Like, yes. I think what's interesting is that different things turn me on with different partners. So with Mr. Cowboy, like the rope stuff really, really turns me on. And that's his like speciality, you know? Mm. And we use the wand a lot. But then with Annie, it's just so like equal and sensual. And oh, I just get turned on by her body and like just like being with her, you know? It's a very, very different thing. And I think different people give you different things. And that's the magic of sex.
Yeah. So magic. Yeah, it made me think about thinking for so long that I loved being choked and then finally realizing in my like early 30s that I actually don't like being choked, that it actually prangs me out a bit.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
I like a hand around my throat, but like a forced hand at the wrong time as well. Like, oh my God, I'm a bit like, oh no, don't like that. Especially out in public. Don't like that at all. And I just think it's interesting how we go through different waves of what turns us on and what we like and enjoy. And sometimes thinking that you want kinky sex just might not be for you. You just got to try it. Find out.
Yeah. Very, very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. But yeah, it was very nice to see both Mr. Cowboy and Annie before getting off onto my road trip, even though I was so exhausted and didn't have any energy to give to either of them.
Yeah.
But they're just so lovely. I was thinking, and obviously this is a bit of a tangent, but this is the most secure attachment I've ever experienced in my life.
Yes. Yes, I love that. And it goes to show that attachment theory changes from person to person.
Yeah.
Not just from where you are within your life, but person to person. Sometimes you need another person with a secure attachment to help teach you how to be secure. If they've got some like anxious or avoidant attachment, that's going to bring the worst out in you sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, super exciting. Now for a curious fuckers realization. Hey girls, I love the pod. I started filling in the question box and realized it was far too long, so here I am. So yeah, married female to a male for 14 years. I recently have become more kinky. I have also figured I might have a humiliation kink.
Ooh.
And I think it started young. I remember having sleepovers at a friend's house as a teen, and I remember there was three or four of us at the sleepover. And I remember my friend said that the first to go...
Sorry,
I know it's the dogs.
The dogs.
Just caveat to this episode, I'm recording in a very weird place right now because I've packed up all my stuff and there's no like private quiet space. So please bear with the background noise.
Yeah, the background noises be the dogs.
It's the dogs. I promise things will be getting more professional on my end very, very soon.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a chained up man having a wank, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that works. That works for this episode.
Very on point with the theme of this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to continue through this.
Yeah. You got to.
So, and I remember my friend said, the first to go to sleep will get a lipstick drawn all over their face. The sleepover carried on as it got later, and I decided to sleep or pretend to go to sleep to see if the threat of lipstick would be true. And true enough, they began drawing all over my face and laughing as they did. The next morning, we all sat chatting in the bed and there were some giggles, and I had almost forgotten about all the lipstick until I realised that the giggles were what they were about. Strangely though, I didn't care. This happened quite a few more times after this.
Oh, I feel like there must have been the humiliation kink before that experience, because you pretended to fall asleep in the hope that you were going to have something drawn on your face.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, I want people to be laughing at me in some kind of way.
And this just reaffirmed it, solidified it. It might even be a fetish. That's really cool.
Maybe that's so cool. It is.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it, being drawn on the face with lipstick by laughing people. Yeah, as well.
Humiliation for me is an absolute no-no. I hate it, because I'm all about the praise kink. I'm a good girl. Mm-hmm. And if anyone says anything degrading to me, I'm like, no. And I think it's because of my trauma around not feeling good enough and not feeling worthy. So when anyone says anything mean to me, I'm like, wait, you don't like me?
Yeah.
Like, what did I do wrong? And all of that stuff. So that's why it just doesn't work for me.
It doesn't go straight to your pussy.
Yeah. But what about you?
I mean, I fucking love being humiliated and degraded, but has to be in a certain way. Do not like being called a slut. That turns me off instantly.
Yeah. Someone called me a cum slut once and I was like, excuse me? No.
I feel like before you're cussing out these words, you gotta just ask if people are into it. Or better yet, before you even begin, ask them if there are any terms, phrases, or names that they like being spoken to with.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Rather than like just assuming.
Yeah. Definitely always have a conversation about what words and stuff people like during sex.
Yeah.
100%.
Sometimes the best way to learn is trial and error. You know, you're not necessarily going to know your limits. Sometimes you don't even know what you like or don't like until it happens and you kind of go, oh yeah, didn't get a positive reaction. So it's okay to learn in the moment. But of course, if you know there are things that you're not okay with, state them and ask the other person for sure.
Yeah.
So yes, I like being humiliated. I enjoy being laughed at. I really do. But not when it's
that's a big kink.
No, I do like being laughed at. Yeah. And bullied, like actually bullied and like poked fun at. But like that's also dealing with fucking trauma, isn't it? So
yeah.
That bullying trauma.
Yeah, for sure. It's also opposite of what you love outside of that.
Yes.
In everyday life, it's the opposite, right?
And what a way to turn a negative into a positive. Into something that's like a negative experience, or maybe even a traumatic experience, into a pleasurable experience for you.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? So shall we do a little game of this and that?
What's this and that?
This or that.
What's this or that?
You have to choose. I'm going to say two words and you have to choose which one you prefer. Okay, so read whips or chains.
Chains.
Chains, I think, for me too.
Yeah. That's surprising. I thought you maybe like the whips.
I do, but I prefer restraining.
Yeah. Although, like, if I was going to choose chains to, like, leather cuffs, it would be the leather cuffs, bro. Chains are so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sex on the beach? Lol. Or sex in the shower?
Sex in the shower.
Yeah, sex in the shower. I can't be dealing with that sand, bro.
Strap on or strap off?
What's a strap off? Is that just, like, no strap on?
Yeah, I think so.
But if it's the choice between, like, getting something penetrated inside me to not, then I'm going to go for the strap.
Really?
But, yeah, because I love penetration so much, clearly, at the moment. It's not popping for me at the moment, but my brain still wants it. But then if it was a choice of a strap or a penis...
Then a penis.
Yeah, but I'm biased at the moment, aren't I? So,
yeah. I would say strap off, weirdly. Because I got fucked real great with some fingers last night.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just as good.
Sometimes better. Fingers can just find the spot way better. And it all depends on the strap and the movement and like everything, what you're using. Yeah. So hot. Yeah, that is hot. Dom or sub?
Sub.
Yeah, sub. Yeah. So fucking basic and textbook. Like.
Couple or thruple?
Fuck! Thruple. Thruple.
Thruple.
Thruple. Team thruple. If you have the fucking capacity. I don't have the capacity today.
No, yeah.
No, not today. Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
On.
See what I'm doing.
On. Maybe when I was a teenager. Like, I remember, like, 19.
Yeah.
No, younger than that. 17 to 19, first boyfriend, lights off. Fucking with the lights off. That sucked. Never again.
So we have a game for the curious fuckers.
What are you laughing at?
And you, because it's quite, we've not ever done anything like this before. We're going to say some statements and you have to, in your own mind, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on the train, in your car, in your bedroom,
all right,
you're
like,
in your mind, you have to be like, oh yeah, true or false.
Okay, curious fuckers, true or false this. Some sex coaches have sexual intimacy with their clients. Wait, what does that even mean, bro? Are they fucking their clients?
I mean, I would say no. I don't think that should be true. I think it should be false.
I would say that's false. Like, it's got to be false because surely they're professional enough not to mix that dynamic with a client. But then again, it's a coach. It's not a therapist or a doctor. It's different.
So maybe coaches actually sometimes get a little bit intimate with their clients. Maybe it's just a way of doing
it. I suppose it's the same with, like, you know, orgasm coaches that help you achieve an orgasm or do like the yoni massage stuff.
That's probably why that this is coming under. True. Yeah, you're right. True. Yeah, you're right. Because exactly, yoni massages and all that tantric stuff that people do for healing, that is being sexually intimate with your client. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
BDSM is a form of therapy.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to say that's true. It's got to be true.
Yeah, I would. I mean, we know that it's a way of working out your issues. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say it is therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think that might be a dangerous thing to say, but it's definitely a really good thing for working out your shit. So
yeah.
The answer is true.
Because I think a lot of people can use BDSM and think, oh, this is going to therapize me, this is going to cure me, help me. And they might be doing it with a non-professional or someone who doesn't know their shit and fuck themselves up more. So you got to be so careful about that, about using those two terms together. Sploshing is a fetish of getting slime or other substances thrown on you. No, that is not true.
Really?
Yeah. They're two separate fetishes.
Yeah, sploshing is food, isn't it?
Yeah, sploshing is food. And then having slime thrown on you is another fetish.
Yeah, of course. Slime is, I feel like, is a very different thing to food.
But this says it's fucking true.
No, I think maybe you could count it as the same thing. But I would say that sploshing is food, a food fetish for, like, getting all, like, food everywhere on you, getting super messy. Like, people love baked beans and, like, weird shit like that. Personally, that is not for me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm overruling that answer. It says that it's true, but as the sexperts, I think we both agree that that actually
it's
isn't
true.
Yeah, yeah, not true. Sorry, yeah. Producer M. Ari.
Cake sitting, where someone sits on a cake, is a popular kink.
Yes, that is dope. I'm actually, well, I can't go to this party, but one of our friends is having a party. She's getting a professional cake sitter in. For
Whoa.
Her party. Yeah. How
no
cool is
way.
That?
That's pretty cool.
And I'm so sad I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. Don't you, whenever you think about things with food, just think about the vaginal issues?
Absolutely. Alice Lovegood, who we've had on the podcast before as a guest, she did a cake sitting video and got like severe thrush for a week.
Yeah.
Severe.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. I think that would fuck up my pH. My fucking pH is already on the turn, I swear.
Pure sugar. Sugar's like the worst thing for your pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's such a cool thing to do, playing around with food.
Visually,
the idea of sitting on a beautiful, attractive, sexy looking cake and then sitting on it, smushing it everywhere. It is such like a visceral image. But
my
pussy is like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel sorry for all the people that do it for porn and have to deal with those issues.
They probably love it. Or they just go to town with the antibiotics, the pessaries, meds. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to answer that cake sitting is a popular kink. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. Next one. Shibari is an art form. Yeah.
Yes, I would say that's true. Yeah. I got Jacob and I a Shibari course for Valentine's Day.
So exciting.
Yay, can't
so
wait.
Exciting. I would say yes. Shibari is an art form. I think it's like legit not even supposed to be a sexual thing.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like maybe they hid it under the idea of it being Japanese rope art.
Yes.
But I'm sure it was always a sexual thing from the get-go. I'm sure. Yeah. Nobody'd be doing that in front of the fucking emperor, like trying to pass it off as it. Yes, this is the new art form. And they're there just like hard as a rock. So that was true. Next one. A sugar daddy has to be over 40.
False as hell.
Yeah.
You could be a sugar daddy at any age.
Sugar daddy is such an old term, but I think maybe back in the day it was deemed that, but it's evolved since. You could be a sugar daddy, yeah, at any age and
you
any
could
gender.
Be a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me take you out, baby. Let me spend my cash on you.
Okay, and obviously that was false. More and more women are getting sensual massages. Ooh.
Oh,
no
yeah.
more just happy endings for the men's.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I've had two sensual massages now.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were fucking good. Yeah. When my nipples were so stiff. Like, basically, she massaged my nipples for like half an hour. I fucking, yeah, I came. Yeah.
Yeah, massaging the nips? That would be fucking awesome.
It was awesome, but it was also like hell at the same time because I knew I wasn't going to get what I really wanted at the end of it, which was like fucked out to oblivion.
So you were basically just really edged.
Edged for time, yeah. It was basically like, you know, sitting in a strip joint, watching something so gorgeous be in front of you and you can't touch. Except I was being touched. Just not fucked.
So that is true, obviously. True. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, not obviously. Definitely not obviously.
Obviously.
But, a nice surprise.
Yeah, that is quite nice to learn. And lastly, BDSM is mostly about physical pain.
Oh, I mean, we know, all the curious fuckers know the answer to that one. That is false as hell.
Yeah, it doesn't even stand for pain, does
no.
it? It's BDSM is bondage, dominance, sadomasochism, bondage... Dungeon?
Discipline?
Sadomasochism? Discipline, thank you.
Yeah, it's all about control play, BDSM. It's not necessarily about pain at all. It can involve pain, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, BDSM could literally involve no touching at all. It could be virtual. It could be completely using the power of the mind. It could be verbal. It's only when you start involving physical stuff in that maybe...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can still put somebody through deep pain without getting physical. So
very true.
Yeah
very fucking true. So to round up this episode, are there any kinks, Reed, that you are interested in trying but they seem too out there? Could anything
Jesus.
Seem too out there for you?
Well, yeah, some of them are I've tried a lot. This is difficult, bro. This
you
is fucking
have done
difficult
a lot.
Yes, done
You're
a lot.
Kink queen.
Everything from pegging to group sex to piss play. No vomit or shit play, actually. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I would like to shit on someone at some point before I die. That would be really cool.
I would not do that.
Yeah.
I would just be very self-conscious of doing that. Not
I think for me it's like, oh, I don't want to do that, so I must do it. Like, it's almost so exciting because it's a bit like of a, yeah, just like a super challenge to myself.
Yeah. I find this question quite hard, actually.
It's fucking hard because there are loads of fucked up things we think about that we might not want to try, but we think we might want to try when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Do we actually want to do it?
I feel like I'm living out all the kinks that I want to and I'm interested in doing.
Yeah. There's got to be something.
Maybe like severe domination and submission, like really like getting in there with like the pain aspect. like pushing myself to my limit in that aspect, being like in a like a proper dungeon scenario.
Oh
like,
yeah,
like yeah.
Well, you're on your way there with your sex bed, nearly
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe. No? Maybe. Yeah, maybe soon.
Yeah, I feel like I'd want to do something a bit more extended instead of just a scene. Something that's over the course of like a weekend. So like a sex slave idea. Yep. Or like a whole kidnapping scenario, home invasion,
yeah,
role play, but on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
That has been a fantasy for a long time.
For me, maybe those fantasies are also a thing, but I'm not sure if I'll ever do it because it's like, I don't know how I'll actually feel about it in the time or like, will it just the planning, the, I don't know, maybe... It seems like it's like a fantasy, maybe more than like a real kink I want to try.
It's hard to navigate with those extended scenes. I also know that I really want like a proper guy threesome. That would be my dream. And I want to be spit roasted. That is on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking that one off my bucket list. Whoa. Like if it happens, it happens. But also maybe I'm not that into that idea after all, because it was more about like the worshipping aspect of it. And I'm like, I'm not sure that guys are really the people to do that.
Potentially, but I think maybe we've got an idea in our head about what it would be like with two mask guys and how we would feel treated, rather than looking at it as two guys being like, we both want to worship you.
I mean, that would be fucking amazing because it would be so rare.
Yes. Well, never say never, honey.
Never say never.
If you want it, you make it happen.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have a wholesome message from one of you to end this episode. Hi to you both. I don't know if you will see this, but I just wanted a message and say how amazing you are and the difference that you make. I've been married to my husband for 7 years, and the sex has been, if I'm honest, something I had felt so much shame about. We don't yet know if we have any kinks, but listening to you both has without a doubt made me feel differently about how we talk and approach sex. I can say with confidence that listening to you both talk so openly and beautifully about intimacy has helped our relationship. Thank you.
Aw, that's so lovely.
That is so sweet. I love that our producer is just adding these things into the end of the episode just to gas us up at the end. We're like,
just like, okay, this has got nothing to do with the episode. This is just some praise, just love.
Just because of our praise kink, basically.
Yeah, I love it. I appreciate you so much. I feel
God, this is why we do what we do. Thank you for sending in that message.
Yeah, thank you. Because it's not easy to do that as well. It feels like really scary to message something big and personal like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're dealing with the shame in the right way. The fact that you're recognizing it and seeing it, listening to podcasts like this, maybe even exploring your sexuality, learning more, getting more involved into it, is basically how you do that self-healing and how you promote a positive, more happier sex life. Yay.
Exactly. Yay. And I hope that everyone enjoyed this episode. I am not going to be here on the next few episodes, so I hope that you enjoy the episodes that Reed does with our producer, Em. Yeah. I will be on my road trip with my father.
I know, wild. I feel like we need to get like a voice note from you at least every month just to like play.
Oh, yeah, that would be cute.
That would be really cute.
I could do that.
Yeah, put that in the, just like a little quick update.
Road.
Yeah. That could be really lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah. Of course, if you want to keep up with everything we've been up to, you can follow the Come Curious Instagram, as well as if you want to see what Florence is up to on her trip, follow her account at Florence Bark, follow the stories, and of course, my account, Reed Amber X.
And as always, leave us a rating and a review to help get this podcast into more people's ears.
Yes. We are on Patreon if you want to support. And of course, you can follow both of our OnlyFans accounts for spicy content. Very, very spicy content. So yeah, enjoy.
And until next week, curious fuckers, see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday.